Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen. Human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking end zone, wide open. Touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson. And it goes to Corey Davis. Crowder trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle. And there he goes. Crowder. It's a foot race. And Crowder is in there. A 69-yard touchdown.
Hill hit immediately. They got the handoff.
You know that's
the Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time for the Jets-Patriots pregame report. Final look at everything going on around the Jets and the Patriots as we get ready for the game coming up later today at MetLife Stadium with the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Not much. I am starting to prepare myself to get ready to go to my first game in a couple years, considering I didn't go to them last year since all the interviews were done on Zoom. And I was like, not risking COVID to go sit in the press box. And so this will be my first game in a live game in a while.
What that means is that the Jets, in your honor, have to win this one because the very big deal is in attendance. They've got to up their level to match you.
I mean, you would think they should, but they've done plenty of losing in my presence over the last decade. So I don't think that's how it works.
It's very true, unfortunately. And we're going to get into this game, the home opener between the Jets and the Patriots, coming up in a few minutes. But first, final news and notes. Mekhi Becton, he is going to have surgery. 4 to 8 weeks he's going to miss. There have been all kinds of reports about what was going to happen, whether he was going to have surgery. And the thought originally was if he had to have surgery, it would be season ending. Thankfully, it's not. So he'll miss between a quarter and a half of the season. It's not ideal, but it's definitely a lot better than what some of us feared.
Yeah, it's absolutely better than what people feared. Also, from my perspective, I don't even care about him getting back and playing the rest of the season. Just be healthy for the off season. That's one of the things we don't talk about enough when it comes to injuries. When a player gets injured at the end of the year and then they can't do everything they would normally do in the off season, that can make things worse for players heading into the following season, into training camp and all that. So best case scenario is that he's healthy during the off season. He doesn't have to worry about any type of rehab and he can get focused on getting better. But obviously, you know, if they can straighten a few things out and get him back for the back end, that would be great too. But again, my main concern, just get healthy, be healthy for the off season. You don't want him having to do rehab and stuff while training camp is going on.
Injury report, Chris. Jamien Sherwood listed as doubtful. It appears he's not going to play. They were saying earlier this week they do expect him back for week 3. Chuma Edoga, this is funny because I'm looking at the Jets injury report on their Twitter account, and the first comment under the injury report is a guy named Nick Hunter who says exactly what my first thought was. Why is Chuma Edoga still on this team? Because he's listed as questionable. Keelan Cole listed as questionable. Jamison Crowder listed as questionable. And Isaiah Dunn listed as questionable. I don't really know much about what's going on with Dunn or Edoga, but from what I understand, it appears that Keelan Cole and Jamison Crowder are both very likely to play.
Well, Crowder is almost certain to play. It was, you know, COVID is the only thing that kept him off. He's off the COVID list, so he's going to be able to play. Cole, I expect to play too, but, you know, there's a possibility of something, him tweaking something in warm-ups or something. Crowder isn't going to tweak COVID. That's not going to pop up during warm-ups. as far as why is Chuma Edoga still on this roster, have you seen the rest of this offensive line? Dan Feeney is still on this roster. There's a lot going on, and very little of it, if any of it, is good on that offensive line. So not, and the Jets aren't in a position to be turning up their nose up to anybody, not even Chuma Edoga. But yeah, so those are the big names. Sherwood's the only one that we feel confident is definitely going to be out, and that's going to be out. But you know, the defense held up pretty well. It's the main focus, of course, is going to be how this offense does this week.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Chris, let's go through predictions, not only for the overall result of the game, but also player props and such. And we'll start with the actual game prediction. Patriots are -6. Do you like the Jets here plus the points?
Those points are tempting because, you know, I think the Patriots are going to be a good team, but I don't see them blowing out a lot of people at all this year. They just but I'm going to go with the Patriots. I'm going to say they just barely cover that one.
What do you think the final score is going to be?
Let's go 23-13. Or 14.
Over under 43.
Under.
Jets total points over under 17.5.
Under. But they could, that 17.5 isn't, completely unrealistic for them to hit. They could hit that, but I would lean slightly under.
Patriots over under total points 23.5.
And I believe I just said 24 too, so I should go over, but I'll go under on that. I did say 23, didn't I? 23.
Player odds for touchdowns. Ryan Griffin, plus 500.
It's not enough juice for me to do that, but it's not bad, but I'll say no.
Keelan Cole, plus 410.
You know what? I like that one. I'm going to do that. I think the Patriots are going to focus so much on Corey Davis, and I do think that, you know, Jamison Crowder is going to do some work, but the touchdown, red zone, Keelan Cole, yeah, I like that one. I'm going to go ahead with Keelan Cole on that.
Trevon Wesco, plus 620.
No.
Denzel Mims, if he can get off the bench, plus 500.
If Denzel Mims could get some playing time, I'd be much more inclined to do this. Also, that plus 500 for a player who got like two snaps last week only, that should be plus a lot more just based on playing time.
So that's a no.
That's a no. Yeah, sorry. I forgot to answer.
Elijah Moore, plus 225.
That's a no, but I especially because that price is way too low to risk there. But I do think you'll see more out of Elijah Moore this week, just not a touchdown.
Ty Johnson, plus 225.
Yeah, now I botched this last week, not just for Ty Johnson, but just the fact that I thought this Jets offensive line, the offense was going to be able to run the ball. And, man, did they struggle. But to get one, I'm going to go with yes on this. I still think that he's the more likely to get some of those touches down there. I'm going to go nice and try to bounce back with Ty Johnson this week.
Zach Wilson, plus 310.
I will stay away from him running in a touchdown there. It's always possible, but yeah, I'm going to say no.
Jets defense special teams, plus 275.
No, I'm not looking for a special teams break against the Patriots. It's possible, but I'm not Mac Jones. I'm not thinking it's likely to throw a pick six or anything.
Braxton Berrios, plus 350.
No.
Tyler Kroft, Tomb Raider, plus 350.
I like him more than I like Griffin on this one, mm-hmm. But that's not enough enough juice. Plus 350 isn't enough for me to go with Tyler Kroft there. I'll say no.
I kind of like that one, honestly. I think the Jets are going to be going to the tight ends a fair amount of the time, and Kroft is probably the best of the bunch. I don't know that I would necessarily bet it, but I think that it's a decent wager. LaMichael Perine, plus 410.
Plus 410. So if it's not Ty Johnson, he would be number two on my list here, but I'm going to say no.
Michael Carter, plus 410.
No.
Ramondre Stevenson, plus 350.
This is tricky because, like, I was joking with my friend about Damian Harris. Damian Harris we might never hear or see from him again because he fumbled and the Patriots lost the game. Belichick might, you know, bury him under the stadium or something. But Stevenson also fumbled earlier mm-hmm. in the game. Mm-hmm. So we might never see him again. So I'm going to say no because I don't know how Belichick's going to do that. And I'm not betting on him to just lean on him, even though I think Damian Harris might have saved him by fumbling as well.
If you look under the stadium, you might find Stevenson, you might find Harris, and you may also finally find Jimmy Hoffa. So let me know how that goes if you do dig. Mac Jones, plus 310.
No, Mac Jones rumbling, stumbling, bumbling into the end zone. I'm shying away from that, and I don't think he's got that Tom Brady QB sneak into the end zone in him quite the same either.
Brandon Bolden, plus 620.
Ooh, now this one I like because if you're going the Damian Harris and the Stevenson not getting the touches, Brandon Bolden at plus 620, I like that one. I might throw a little something on that. Again, that would be strictly a play on Damian Harris and Stevenson not getting the touches. But I might throw a little something on that one. I think I would.
Gunnar Olszewski, plus 500.
No, I just refuse to bet on somebody named Gunnar.
Corey Davis, plus 150.
No, I'm staying away from it this week, especially at just plus 150 against the Patriots. We know what Belichick's going to do. He takes away your best weapon. You know, have you ever heard that before? Of course you've heard that before. But that's true. It's a cliche at this point because it's true. It's what he does. And I would shy away from betting on Corey Davis.
I agree. Also, nice to hear the Very Big Deal break out into a spontaneous singing session here. Can never go wrong with that. Jacob Johnson, plus 620.
No, because I mean, who?
Jamison Crowder, plus 175.
No, not enough on their 175 there. And I think Jamison Crowder will probably do fairly decent, but it'd have to be a long one, and I don't see that happening.
Tevin Coleman plus 175.
No, I think he would be third in like goal line rushing there, but also I clearly haven't figured this coaching staff out. So go for it if you feel I'm frisky, but I'd still say no. I wouldn't like the Jets' chances of running too many in.
James White, plus 125.
Oh, see, I was ready to pounce on this one, but plus 125, it's barely even worth it. I'm gonna say no to that one too, though. I think he can do a whole lot of damage, especially as a receiving back.
Damian Harris, if he's not buried under the stadium, minus 160.
If you tell me that Belichick is just going to forget about the fumble and everything's normal, then I'd be willing to put up 160 to win 100. I think the Patriots will be running and scoring running touchdowns. But I'm not putting up 160 just to find out that Belichick and doesn't trust Damian Harris and isn't giving him a single snap. I'm staying away.
Hunter Henry, plus 150.
It's a Hunter Henry, it's a Jonnu Smith. Which one? One of them. It feels like at least one of them is probably going to catch a touchdown. I'm going to say no to Henry, though.
Jacoby Myers, plus 125.
That one I like. It's not a huge payoff, just the 125, but who's stopping them? I mean, Bryce Hall looked pretty good. The Jets defense overall played better than I expected, but yeah, I'll go with yes on that.
Jonnu Smith plus 175.
Yeah, let's go with Jonnu. I said one Hunter or Jonnu. Jonnu's got a little bit of a better pay to it, and I'll go with Jonnu.
Nelson Aguilar plus 150.
Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like Mac Jones going too deep, and Aguilar doesn't do too much short. So
Kendrick Bourne plus 225.
No.
Patriots defense special teams plus 275.
This is tempting. If Gilmore was in there, it'd be much more tempting. I'm gonna say no though.
First half, Jets plus 3.
I'm gonna take the Patriots there. I think they're probably more likely. The Jets more likely to perform better the second half. I still feel like a slow start might be coming, but I don't really know what I'm basing that off of besides last week, and I don't know that holds any merit.
First half, total points, over under 21.
I'll go under.
First half points, Patriots, over under 10.5.
I'll go under. Ten flat seems like a good choice there.
First half, total points, Jets, over under 7.5.
I'm going under.
Zach Wilson, total touchdown passes, over under 1.5. Your odds are plus 160 for over and minus 225 for under.
Yeah, I would like a little bit more juice on that, but I'll go over on it.
Mac Jones, total touchdown passes, over under 1.5. Over is minus 130. Under is minus 110.
Yeah, it's one I'd probably stay away from. But if you're going to make me choose, I'll go under. I'll say they run more of them in there.
Total pass attempts. Zach Wilson, 32.5 over under. Minus 125 for the over. Minus 115 for the under.
I'm gonna go over there. I think they're gonna need the pass, and you know, from not being able to run the ball, from being down, I think they're gonna need the pass. So I'm going over.
Total pass attempts, Mac Jones over under 31.5, over -125, under -115.
I'm going to go under there. Again, I think it's the opposite with the Patriots. They'll be leaning a lot on the run. But, you know, they do a lot of the short passing game, so I'm not very confident in it, but I'll go under.
Total successful completions, Zach Wilson over under 20.5, over -130, under -110.
I'm going over there. He's going to get over 21 and a half or whatever that number is.
Mac Jones over under 21.5, over -125, under -115.
I'm going to go under. I again, leaning on the run game more so. So I'll go under, just under.
Total passing yards, Zach Wilson over under 236.5, over -125, under -115.
I'm going over. I did it again. Mostly basing this off of just last week, which I probably shouldn't be doing, but big slow start. By the end, they're going to have to pass so much, he's definitely over.
Mac Jones, over under 245.5, over -125, under -115.
Ooh, that's not a big number, so, but I'm still going to go under here. I just think they're going to be leaning on the run.
Player total receptions, Corey Davis, over under 4.0, over -135, under -105.
Ooh, still, okay. So I know I already said the whole Belichick going to take away the best weapon thing. And yes, that's true. But only getting four catches, yeah, I think they'll play off of him enough to where you can snag in five catches. So I'll go over.
Jacoby Myers, over under 4.5, over -115, under -125.
Give me the over on that one. He's the receiver I trust there.
Player total reception yards, James White, over under 26.5, over -125, under -115.
Oh, that's the better the game for me right there. Give me that over.
Nelson Aguilar, 46.5, over -125, under -115.
You put 46.5 and Nelson Aguilar right next to each other, and I'm sitting there saying, okay, it's just going to take one play to hit the over there. But Mac Jones being the quarterback, I don't know that I'm seeing the ball going that far in there. But it doesn't take a lot to get there. I'm still going under.
I actually kind of like that one, Chris. Aguilar did that last week. He had well over 46.5. He had 72 yards and a touchdown. So I think that's a decent bet. The only problem with a lot of these props is that I don't love the -125 or the -115. You're just not getting a lot of value there. But as far as the actual prop itself, I like that one for Aguilar. Corey Davis, over under 54.5, over is -125, under is -115.
Ooh, that's a small number. That's a smaller number than I thought they would have given. Because I was all prepared to go under there. I think you're going to get him over, just barely over. But I think by the end of the game, you're going to get him over.
Jacoby Myers, over under 55.5, over -125, under -115.
Okay, give me that over on that one. That's a small number. He can clear it.
Player total rushing yards, Damian Harris, over under 72.5, over -125, under -115.
I'm going under, and you notice, because I do not trust anything with Damian Harris. I've already said this.
Now to close out the show, we'll get our picks for the week from our friend Walter Cherepinski over at walterfootball.com. Walter, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thanks, Scott. So the Patriots are 6-point favorites at the Jets this week. I'm not going to bet this game. I think the spread's a little inflated. The look-ahead line for this game before week one was the Patriots -3.5. So this line has really jumped up because of last week's results. Normally, I'd like the value, but I'm afraid of going against Bill Belichick versus a rookie quarterback. And I know on the other side, you have Mac Jones versus Robert Saleh, but I don't think Saleh has the horses yet. So I would like the Patriots if we had a more reasonable number, but this number is inflated. Like I said, so I'm going to stay away from this game. I do like some other games this week, though. Both teams from Pennsylvania, the Steelers are -6.5 against the Raiders. I think this might be a blowout. The Raiders had a big win Monday night in overtime, but it's a short week. They have to go across the country and play in an early game. I know some of the other teams on the West Coast have done better in this spot, like the Rams, the 49ers, the Seahawks all have great records in this situation. The Raiders don't under John Gruden. They're 3-8 against the spread in these early games, and they're coming off an overtime game on Monday night, so it's going to be even tougher for them normally. Plus, they're going to be without Richie Incognito and Denzel Good, so they're going to be down two starting offensive linemen against the Steelers front, which really should put a lot of pressure on Derek Carr. So I think the Steelers are -6.5 is a good play. I like the Eagles even more, +3. The 49ers have injuries once again. They're down their top two cornerbacks, so the Eagles with their young, talented receivers are going to be able to throw all over the 49ers. And with the 49ers, if you can stop the run, you force Jimmy Garoppolo to do stuff, and that's what the Eagles can do with their defensive line. So I think the Eagles should be able to pull the upset at home. In the late afternoon games, I like the Cardinals at -3.5. I love the Cardinals heading into this year. On your regular show during the summer, I told you I love the Cardinals as a Super Bowl dark horse. I bet them at 50-1. They crushed Tennessee in the opener, and I think they're going to do the same thing to Minnesota. The Vikings have a bad defensive line and bad offensive line rather. The Cardinals have two Hall of Famers on their defensive line, and Kyler Murray I think is the front runner for MVP, and you know, with DeAndre Hopkins, I don't know how Minnesota's secondary stops that. So I think Arizona is pretty undervalued here at -3.5. I made this line -9.5, so I think it's going to be a blowout. The Chargers at -3, I think, is a good play against the Cowboys. Dallas is going to be missing Lyle Collins and their top two edge rushers, including the Marcus Lawrence. So Justin Herbert should have all day to throw against Dallas's horrible defense. I don't see how the Cowboys are going to stop the Chargers at all. And the Chargers should get enough stops with Lyle Collins out and Joey Bosa rushing the passer. Finally, on Sunday night, I like the Chiefs -3.5 or -4 against the Ravens. The Chiefs always crush this matchup because the Ravens play man, which doesn't work against Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. And the Ravens also blitz a lot, and Patrick Mahomes eats up the blitz, you know, like most elite quarterbacks do. So the Chiefs at -3.5 is a great play, especially considering that the Ravens are probably going to be without two starting offensive linemen. Ronnie Stanley's out in all likelihood, and they lost Tyree Phillips on Monday night. Frank Clark's coming back from injury, and they still have Chris Jones on the defensive line, so I think the Chiefs are going to apply a lot of pressure on Lamar Jackson and force him into some turnovers. So those are the WalterFootball.com Week 2 picks. Back to you, Scott.
Thanks, Walter. Make sure you check out everything they're doing at WalterFootball.com. A lot of draft content, plenty of gambling and fantasy. It's all there right now, and it's constantly being updated. WalterFootball.com, and check out everything that we're doing over at playlikeajet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Lots of film breakdowns. There are going to be plenty of them after the game from Luke Grant. Kayla Pace has her commentaries, Pace's playbook. So make sure that you check those out. And if you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes for the podcast yet, if you could go ahead and do that for us, really appreciate it. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and playlikeajet.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.